now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Bang on 11:30. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. It's the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, somebody that was playing along at home last week and got full marks. Say good morning to Linda Cartwright. Hi, Linda.
Hiya, that I won't get full marks
to say. Well, as I was saying to you off air before, it's always more difficult to get the good scores when you're actually on the radio, because I think the nerves kick in a bit, don't they?
Yeah, the mind goes blank.
Indeed it does, indeed it does. So what have you been up to since we spoke to you back in July, I think it was?
I've been to Lincolnshire for a fortnight in the caravan.
Very nice.
Had a weekend in Aberstock, and now it's back to work.
Right, yeah, and that's all downhill till Christmas now, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Very much so.
But Lincolnshire's a very nice part of the world, isn't it? Sort of underrated, yeah. But it's well worth visiting.
Yes, but especially around the Stegness area where we were.
Ah.
A little town called, well, it's not even a town, it's a little hamlet called Thorpe St. Peter.
Ah, right. Is that where Skegness, is that where Robin Hood Bay is? Is that up in that area as well, or am I thinking of somewhere else?
I can't remember what half the bays were called, to be honest.
Yeah, but you had a good time anyway.
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, just the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Good luck, and here they come. Which country singer had a hit with a boy named Sue?
Johnny Cash.
Which singer owns a theme park called Dollywood?
Dolly Parton.
Who duetted with Julio Iglesias on To All the Girls I've Loved Before?
Elton John.
And complete the title of this Tammy Wynette hit, Stand By...
Your Man.
Who had a hit in 1980 with Coward of the County?
Oh, Elton John.
Which Olivia had a hit with Take Me Home Country Roads?
Newton John.
Which song links John Denver and James Galway?
With Annie's song.
Complete the title of this Bobby Gentry hit, an ode to...
Joy.
Who recorded Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue?
Dusty Springfield.
And which musical features the song Don't Cry For Me Argentina?
Evita.
And who sang with Sarah Brightman on All I Ask of You? And you can answer that one.
Pass.
You're going to pass on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, sir, some good answers there. And a bit of a country feel to it today, wasn't there?
Just
the way it worked out. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. You passed on just one question, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions right. So not bad at all.
Please,
Well, yeah, so you should be, because there were some tricky questions there, and the ones that you got wrong, I may well have got them wrong as well, because they were tricky. Who duetted with Julio Iglesias on To All the Girls I've Loved Before? It was actually Willie Nelson.
Oh, wow. I knew the song, but I just couldn't think who it was.
No.
It was him.
As I say, I would have struggled on that one, I think. Coward of the County, a hit in 1980 for a legendary country singer. That was Kenny Rogers.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Bobby Gentry. Now, this is probably before your time, because it goes back to the 60s. The song was Ode to Billy Joe.
Right.
Which you probably never heard of.
I did hear it when I was a little girl.
Right. And the final one, Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue, that was a hit in the 70s for Crystal Gayle, another country singer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And finally...
And you put it wrong as soon as I said it.
Well, that's right, but it's always best to have a go. And the final one, who sang with Sarah Brightman on All I Ask of You... That was Cliff Richard, apparently, so there you go.
Oh, wow, I've never even heard of that one.
No, that's also from the musical, I think, but I'm not sure which one. But anyway, 6 out of 11, the score, with just one pass. It could be a winning score. We'll find out in an hour's time. But thanks for taking part, and we'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time.
Okie dokie, no problem.
Thanks, Linda. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye, bye-bye.
She did all right, didn't she? 6 out of 11, with one pass. Now, if you think you can beat that score, now would be a good time to get in touch. Send us a message on Facebook with your name
and a contact phone number, and you could be on the radio at 12:30 when we do round two.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Round two of Radio's Shortest Quiz, and if you were with us an hour ago, you will have heard Linda Cartwright get a pretty good score. Not as good as she got last week when she was playing along at home, but she still managed 6 out of 11 with just one pass. Hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion. Try saying that quickly. Say good afternoon to Kevin Jeffries. Hi, Kev.
Afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon. What have you been up to since we spoke to you about a month ago?
Planning my birthday.
Oh, right. Is it a big one? One of those with a zero on the end?
No.
Oh, right.
67.
But, oh, right.
Week tomorrow.
A week tomorrow. So what are the plans for the big day, then?
Oh, not a lot. Just chilling.
Just chilling. You're not going to go out for a slap-up meal or...
Might do, don't know yet.
Right.
Just play it by ear.
Yeah, indeed. So if you had a choice and you were going out for a slap-up meal, what sort of cuisine would it be? Would it be Chinese or Indian or Italian or what?
We like a carvery.
A carvery, right. So a Sunday carvery, that sounds like a good idea.
A carvery near the outside of Chester.
Right, so you might well go to that.
We might do.
Right, but remember, if you book it, you have to book it after 3 o'clock so you don't miss this show next week. Right, now, needless to say, I'm sure you got full marks on the last round.
I did.
And you even knew what I didn't know, then that was all I ask of you was from Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Some good stuff in that musical, wasn't there?
There is. I actually saw it in London with Michael Croft.
Oh, wow. Was Sarah Brightman in it at that time as well?
She'd left.
She'd already left. Right. And it was well worth going to see.
Oh, well worth it. Amazing.
Brilliant. Right. Okay, then, so the matter in hand, the 60-second challenge. 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck as always, and here they come. Who recorded the Christmas hit, Merry Christmas Everybody?
Chicken Stevens.
The song Walking in the Air is featured in which cartoon film?
No Man.
Who reached number 2 in 1982 with A Winter's Tale?
David Essex.
Which group did Rod Stewart join in 69?
The Faces.
Which Every Picture Tells a Story was the title of which singer's number 1 album?
Rod Stewart.
Which song was subtitled Be Sure to Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair?
Let's Go to San Francisco.
Which Dutch city gave a hit for The Beautiful South?
Rotterdam.
Which group shares its name with Germany's capital city?
Berlin.
Who reached number 1 in 1977 with Mull of Kintyre?
Wings.
Who had a hit with Bermuda Triangle in 1981?
Barry Manilow.
And complete the title of this little Jimmy Osmond song, Long-Haired Lover.
From Liverpool.
Which triangle provided Barry Manilow with a hit in 81?
Bermuda.
And which place links Sherlock Holmes and Jerry Rafferty?
Baker Street.
You're going to go for Baker Street on that one. Right, okay. Let's just add them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any questions at all, and I think you got all 13 right. Now, the reason I say think is just a couple of queries. Right, the first one, who reached number 1 in 1977 with Mull of Kintyre?
Paul McCartney and Wings.
It was Paul McCartney and Wings. You just said Wings, but we're not going to knock anything off for that. And the other one I was a little bit unclear about was the first one. Who recorded the Christmas hit, Merry Christmas Everybody? Now, I thought that was Slade, and it was Merry Christmas Everyone for St. Jenkinstein.
It was Slade.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm going to have to knock a point off for that. So, 12 out of 13, but a still very impressive score.
Yeah.
So well done for that, and happy birthday in advance for next week, and we'll have you back on the radio in about a month's time.
Okay, thank you very much.
One final question before you go. Earlier on, I played the new Taylor Swift song, which was called Cruel Summer. Who else had a hit with a song called...
Bananarama.
And that's up next. Well done. Talk to you again soon.
Okay,
cheers. Bye now.
Bye.
I knew he'd know that. So well done to Kevin Jeffries, 12 out of 13 with no passes at all. And the runner-up this week, Linda Cartwright.
with 6 out of 11.